Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and his desires for his children.
Good afternoon, everyone. Charmin here with you on this lovely Sunday afternoon. But I was thinking about what is going on in the world today and all the disruptions, all the distractions, a lot of things out there to cause confusion, to cause fear. But I'm reminded that God has said in John chapter 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." And he has left us this peace because he knew that we would need this peace. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, has given to all of us, his followers, his peace. It's a peace that the world does not possess. His peace is a peace of God the Father. He told us that he is in the Father and the Father is in him. That's in John 14, verse 10. "Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me?" And in John 10, 30, he said, "I and my Father are one." With this being said, his peace is a peace of God the Father, just as his life was and is the life of God. And from this life, the works of God were done. God is not anxious about anything, neither should we. Nor is he worried about anything, nor should we. God's peace is what we have been given by Jesus Christ our Lord. This peace secures our hearts and minds from the negative effects of worries, fears, and anxieties, which rob us from God's peace and renders us powerless, tormented by nervousness, where we allow our minds to be in a state of anxiety, dwelling on everything other than the Word of God. We are supposed to live by the Word of God. He said so in Matthew chapter 4, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Then he said in John 14, 27, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." The word "let" there means permit to, allow to, or give permission to. So "let not your heart be troubled" means do not allow, do not permit your heart and mind to be troubled by anxiety, worries, and fears. These things cause internal instability and rob us of the internal stability that the peace of God gives. This peace that is of Jesus Christ is in Jesus Christ alone. Therefore, if we refuse to abide in Jesus Christ, by refusing to abide in his word, we will not abide in his peace. The peace that he gives to us is soundness of our well-being. That's what Prophet Isaiah calls perfect peace in Isaiah 26, verse 3. "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." So our responsibility is to receive the peace that Jesus Christ, our Lord, has given to us. Abide in his peace by abiding in his word and not to allow or give permission to fear, anxiety, and worries. We are not to allow anything to trouble our hearts and minds. This is our individual responsibility. No one can do this for us. We have to choose to do these things. It's our own choice. So let's revisit John 14, 27. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." What our Lord said in essence is, the peace that enabled me to function in the midst of severe hostility without being overwhelmed is what you have been given. The peace that enabled me to sleep in the midst of a stormy wind on the lake, that's in Luke 8, 22, 23, that story when it was the disciples were in the boat and he said to them, "Let's cross over to the other side of the lake." And as they launched out, Jesus went asleep and in came a windstorm and they were filling up with water and were in jeopardy. But that is the kind of peace. He was sleeping in the midst of that. And that's the kind of peace he's left with us. "When I give you my life," he says, "I give you all that I have. The world cannot give you what I have given to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So Apostle Paul sees this peace as a guard for our hearts and minds in Philippians 4:7. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then he admonished us to allow this God-given peace to govern us in Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. I hope what I have just said has encouraged us to remain in a position of peace in our relationship and in our walk with God. And as we walk through time here on earth, God has given us this. This is who He is. This is not part of Him, but this is who He is. And we have this peace dwelling on the inside of us. And this is why it's also important that our relationship is consistent and dedicated, and His word is our focus in this time and season. Thank you for sharing your space and time with me on this wonderful Sunday afternoon. Until next week, God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.